So here we have this Gemara in Yuma that we were looking at on Erev Tisha B'Av, and we were talking about it again this morning. You had just had a chance to see once again with your chavrusas during morning Seder. Gemara had been talking about walking through the Beis HaMikdash, walking through the morning routine, and the fact that the Kohen coming from the outside is going to head to the Mizbach HaKetores first and to the Menorah second because of the rule of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. You don't want to pass by a mitzvah. So if you're gonna walk by the Mizbeach HaKetores on the way to the menorah, it makes sense to first stop at the Mizbeach HaKetores and take care of your mitzvah there before proceeding on to the menorah rather than walking by the Mizbeach and heading straight to the menorah. Don't walk by a mitzvah ein ma'virin ala mitzvah. And then the Gemara says on the top at the end of that sugya on the top of Lamed Gimel Beis, and Rava says, and that's why Shema Mina, Reish Lakish had said this principle. Let's put this up on the screen. Reish Lakish had said this principle of Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvos. Reish Lakish had applied it. So we had already applied it. We had already applied Reish Lakish's principle to the understanding the layout, the routine, the Beis HaMikdash. Rava had done that. And Abaye had said, this is the sequence, I'm not sure why. I have the Gemara, but I don't have the Svara. Rabbi said, oh, the Svara for what went on in the morning routine in Mikdash was Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvos, Reish Lakish's principle. And then Rabbi goes on to say, that's also the rationale for our morning routine. Avuri Dara Totefta Aser. Don't be over the Zeroa on your way to the Totefta, on your way to the Shal Rosh. Instead, Midara L'Totefta. You have to go in order. Okay. Rashi said, should put on the Zeroa for Yaniach Shel Bezeroa Tchila V'Achakach Yaniach Shel Rosh. That's what Rashi says, as you saw in the Maamar Kodesh. Me'iri says that as well. Me'iri says, as does Rashi. Me'iri on that Sugya in Yuma. He summarizes the Gemara HaPogea B'Davroi LeMitzah Liz. You come across an item that could be used for a mitzvah. Don't put that aside and go do some other mitzvah. Do this mitzvah first. Remez to that is a shmartem es hamatzos, kribe shmartem es hamitzvos. Mikan amru hameniach tefillin meniach sheyat chila ve'achar shal rosh. There you go. That's how the Me'iri translates our Gemara into Hebrew, from Aramaic to Hebrew. You put on tefillin, first put on the shayad, and then put on the sharosh. Yad karova lo yosem rosh. The yad is, your left arm is closer to you than your head is. If you're going to put on the sharosh first, you're ma'avir al ha-mitzvah. Yonatan asked before, a very sharp kasha, on Rashi and the Me'iri, why is it so clear that the shayad is closer than the sharosh? Doesn't that depend where your right hand is and where your sharosh tefillin bag is? Your tefillin bag is up on a high shelf, and the shal rosh is high, close in the shal yad, or if your hand is to the side, your right hand is out to the side, so you can choose to head first, bring your hand towards your left hand, or bring your right hand over and up towards your head. So minei ubei, as Yonatan pointed before, it's a difficult argument. And Tosis points out that it's externally difficult. This sugya doesn't reconcile with our sugya in Menachos. Tosis says it here, the top Tosis on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and Tosis says it in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. This Tosis over here, Ukshartam, Avuri, and Yuman Lamed Gimel, and Tumasul Ukshartam in Menachos. They say, we don't understand. Tosus here in Menachos presents it. We don't understand how do you say that the reason why you put in Shayad for the Sharosh is because of the general principle Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, but our sugya right here, Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, said you put on the Shayad first, you take off the Sharosh first. And they said, why? You know why you put on the Shayad first? And then only subsequently, how can we take off the Sharosh first? The Gemara said, Amar Rabba Rav Huna Asper Ali. Rabba said, Rav Huna explained to me, Amar Krav, Ayilu Tatafos Beinecha. Kazman Shbeinecha Yushtayim. It's not enough to put on shalyad first. You have to take off the shalyad last, because when you have the shalrosh on, it should be two. Called v'hayu l'totafos. V'hayu is plural. Kozman shebein echa yirushtayim. Whenever you have the bein echa, when you have the shalrosh on, you should have two tefillin on. So again, if you cannot put on shalyad, then you just put on the shalrosh. Shalyad is not ma'akev the shalrosh, but when you have the capacity to put on both, you should always have the shalrosh accompanied by the shalyad rather than the shalrosh alone. So shalyad goes on first, and the shalyad comes off last. That's what Tosis asks. Mikan kasha pirish hakuntris, Tosis and Menachas. The big kasha on Rashi in Perek Amr al-Hama Mamuna. It's the name of that Perek in Maseches Yuma. In Sugya, Eim Avir al-Mitzis, the Gemara said, Avuri darato tefta, and Rashi says, as we had seen, Eim Avir al-Mitzis, that's why you put on the shayat first. V'hashta ma'irishu Eim Avir al-Mitzis, what is the rule of Eim Avir al-Mitzis? Typically, b'shem dekach mitzvah, so say better, that is its mitzvah. What do you mean, that is its mitzvah? D'maniach shayat v'achmin ha-shavosh. What do you mean, kach mitzvah, so that is its mitzvah? What's Rashi? What Tosis mean to ask on Rashi? Yeah, what do you say, Zechariah? Right, right. This is part of the internal halachas of tefillin, specific rules of tefillin. Why do you need some general principle of how to do mitzvahs in general? In my view, like mitzvahs, this is the way the Torah prescribes tefillin in particular. One or more sources in the psukim of tefillin themselves indicate the shayad goes on first. So why do you have to rely on, well, there's a general principle of Eim Avir and Alam Mitzvahs. In addition to Yonatan's kasha, it's hard to even understand how Eim Avir and Mitzvahs applies. So Tosis basically says we need to reject Rashi. We need to reject Rashi. And Tosis says it must be that's not what the Gemara in Maseches Yuma means. It must be the government says you mean something else. And we'll get to that. Maybe it has to do with something to do with how you take off your tefillin. And we're going to get to Tosis in a moment. And within Tosis themselves, there's more nuance going on. But the very first thing Tosis does is ask a kasha on Rashi and therefore reject Rashi. But Farash Rantam says, no, there has to be some other pshat. In other words, from Rashi, Tosis' point, from Tosis' point of view, Rashi is indefensible. From Tosis' point of view, Rashi cannot. There's no teretz. We're just going to retuft on Rashi. That was Tosis' approach. So before we get to Tosis, let's just talk for a moment about that tiyufta on Rashi, because in fact, I want to take a look with you together at a Tosis' rid. A Tosis' rid, and can circle back to another Tosis. Tosis' rid, just to know, the rid stands for Rabbeinu Yeshaya Ditrani, Reish Yudalad. Rabbeinu Yeshaya of the city of Trani, he was an Italian Rishon. Even though they call it Tosos, he was not an Ashkenazi. He was not from Spain, not from France nor Germany. But for some reason, instead of calling it the Chidushi Harid, it's called the Tosos Rid. That's just what the Sefer is called. So let's take a look. So there is Tosos Rid on Yuma. So here, take a look at the Ma'amakamos. Take a look at the Tosos Rid here. Hasam Laman Gilman Bay. Tosos Rid on Yuma. Amar Rava Shraiman Vidishlakish Avura Darato Tefta Aser. See, he also raises a question. Pirish. Here's in the Mar Makamos on the second page. Tosis Rid and Yuma Lamagilman Bez. Afa Gavda Perakai Komets Basra Minan Tanakishumaniach Maniach Shayad Vachmiach Sharosh. Oh. See, he raises the same question that Tosis raises. Right? Is that even though the Gemara in Menachas, Perak HaKometz Basra, it's the name of our Perak in Menachas. It's the second Perak HaKometz, the latter Perak HaKometz. You look on top of the Amud in our Gemaras, it calls it Perak HaKometz Rabba, the big Perak HaKometz, because the second Perak of Menachos also starts with the word HaKometz. But the third Perak is bigger and latter. So you can either call our Perak, the third Perak of Menachos, HaKometz Rabba, or you can call it HaKometz Basra. Either one works. Anyhow, so that's what Tosef Rida is saying. Even though in Perak HaKometz Basra, in other words, our Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, we said, Kishu Maniach, Shalyah, you put in the Shalyah first, take it Sharosh. The Amrina, our Gemara had said, Bishlama Kishu Maniach, Maniach Shalyah, V'yach Maniach Sharosh. We understand why you put in the Shalyah first, Ukshat Mal Asiyadacha, V'hadu V'haytot V'haz Beinacha, right? V'chulu, etc. Chavav is Vechul, and all the rest of it. In other words, all the rest of our Gemara, he doesn't feel the need to quote. He said, you could look in Menachos, we just did, right? And the Gemara has more than one explanation based on the internal psukim of Tefillin for why the order is the way it is. In other words, without saying Vim Tomar, he's saying, hey, how do you square Tosus's question? How do you reconcile, how do you square the Gemara Menachos with the Gemara and Yuma? The Gemara and Yuma sounds like, yeah, the reason why I put in Shayyad first is because of Ein Ma'ivrei Mitzvahs. But the Gemara Menachos has, based on the Psukim, the Tosus's solution had been, oh, we're going to have to reinterpret the Gemara and Yuma. It's not really talking about putting in Shayyad first. Right? Toss Rashi, toss the Meiri. Says the Tosus Rid, I have an answer. I have a different solution to reconciling the steer between Yuma and Menachos. I don't have to reinterpret that the Gemara and Yuma isn't talking about the rule of putting the Shayyad first. No, it is. Afilu Hachi, he says, even though the Gemara in Menachos does have these reasons of Uksharta and Vahayu, Afilu Hachi, but still, Rava Shama La Midiresh Lakish, Mishum Dein Ma'vir La Mitzvahs. Rava heard it. Now, Shama La Midiresh Lakish. How do you translate those words? It sounds like it means that Rava heard it from Resh Lakish. I mean, like, Rava heard the Resh Lakish said something else. It probably doesn't mean that, because as we saw, Resh Lakish didn't say it about Tefillin. The Gemara is clear in Yuma that Rava is taking Resh Lakish's principle and applying it to Tefillin. Right? Rava lives three generations after Resh Lakish. Says, oh, if Resh Lakish said, "Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs," so that explains, you know, the Dar of Etotefta. So what he's saying is Rava Shama La, I mean Rava understood it. Midiresh Lakish. Mishum Dein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs. Yes. The Gemara Menachos says that the reason why we put in Shayyad first is based on the Psukim by Tefillin, Ukshartam Vahayu. But Rava had a different explanation. He said, I think the reason why you put in Shayyad first is because of Resh Lakish's principle, Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs. The Tfei Nichele Haitaima Me Sidra Dekra. He likes this reason more than the Seder of the Pasuk. He meaning Rava. As Rava is not so enthralled with what the Gemara Menachos said, the Kral Lav Asidra Kapit. Because Rava would say, I'm not so sure that the Seder HaPasuk is Davka. It has to say one of them first. Rava says, I don't find the fact that it says, Ukshartam Lo Sadecha before Hotafaz Benecha, I don't find that to be so convincing. Rava said, a better reason, says Rava, for putting Shayyad first is Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs. In your own words, what did the Tosus Rid just say in a simple sentence? The answer to the stira between Menachos and Yuma, fresh hand, someone hasn't spoken up yet? The answer to the stira, yeah, Adir? Right, Rava specifically, Rava found it more compelling. Why did the Gemara Menachos not say it in that case? Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs. Right. You're onto something. Rava thinks that Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs is more compelling. And that's what the Tosus Rid said. Tfei Nichale Hai Taima Misidra Dekra. Because Rava thought Ein Ma'ivrei La Mitzvahs is more logically compelling, as you just said. But the Amoraim of Menachos didn't think so. In other words, what the Tosus Rid is saying in a word, or in two words, is Machlokas Hasugyas. Tosfos is saying, we have Amoraim here, we have Amoraim there, and they're allowed to disagree. So Rava, the Gemara in Menachos held, remember, the Gemara in Menachos had said, the din that you put in Shayyad first, that is a Braisa, Tana. And the Braisa says, Tana, kishu maniach maniach shayad, vach maniach shalosh, kishu cholet, cholet shalosh, vach maniach shayad. The Braisa said that the din, here's what you do, but the Braisa didn't explain why. The Amoraim start talking about why. Bishlama, once you said Bishlama, that means that's Amoraim talking. Right? So the Amoraim in Menachas held that the reason is ukshartam vehayu. But Rava, who's the Amor who appears in Maseches Yuma, he disagreed. He agreed with the din, that Brisa says the din, put in the Shayad first, but he disagreed about the explanation. That's what the Tosus read is saying. And that's a teretz for Rashi. Tosus wasn't interested in ascribing it to Machlokas HaSugas. In general, Rabbeinu Tam was hesitant, much more hesitant than his grandfather Rashi, to say Machlokas HaSugas. Sometimes that's the case, but Rabbeinu Tam, you know, assumed the default position was that sugyas agree with each other. That was really, in a sense, Rabbeinu Tam's overall meta chiddush, was to assume against his grandfather Rashi and against other earlier Rishonim, to assume that in general the Gemaras are different Gemaras are coherent with each other unless otherwise specified. So for Rabbeinu Tam, Machlokas HaSugyas is a last resort answer. Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei Tosfos who followed him will typically try to figure out how the two sugyas could be working together. Talk about different aspects, different issues, as Rabbeinu Tam does here. And he said, no, the two Gemaras talk about two different cases. Well, we'll see. He says, the Gemara in Menachas, the Gemara Yuma isn't talking about putting on the Shayat first. But the Tosfos Rid said it is. He says, I'll explain Rashi to you. It's Machlokas HaSugyas. Machlokas HaSugyas. The Amoraim in Menachas, they held that the most compelling reason for the din is the ukshartam vahayu. And the Rava said, I'm not so sure that Russia is so compelling. Maybe the Seder HaPasuk is lavdavka. Eim avir la mitzvahs. There's a solid explanation for why you put on the shayad first. Oh, sorry. Now, let's close. The fine Mircham tomorrow. I see we're just about out of time, so tomorrow we're gonna wrap up the sugya Mircham Hashem by looking at Tosus's answer. We'll see how Tosus understands the Gemara and Yuma by Imar Vilmitz. It's talking about a different din. It's not talking about putting the shayat first. It's talking about a different halacha in Tefillin. We'll get to that. I want to wrap up for now by thinking, I'll drop more about what the Tosfos Rid said, his yishuv for Rashi's shita, and specifically saying that machlokas hasugyas, right? Rava holds that the reason is eimavir la mitzvos, whereas the Amoraim and Menachas hold that the reason for putting shayat first is the specific psukim. Who, by the way, are the Amoraim in Menachas? That's sort of the $64,000 question here. Well, at the beginning, we don't really know who they are. Just this Stama de Gemara. So at first, it's anonymous. Bishlamah just started right away. It didn't say Amar so and so. It just said, Bishlamah this. Right? But what do you do with that? But later on, the Gemara actually does get to names. Omar Rabba, Rav Huna Aspera Li. We do have names attached. And what's fascinating, by the way, is take a look at Tosfos. Omar Rabba, Rav Huna Aspera Li. So one of the most common Girsa issues is Rabba versus Rava. So Tosfos makes the point, by the way, Rabba Garcina Velo Rava. Tosa says the correct Girsa of this Gemara is Rabba, not Rava. Apparently, there were some versions of the Gemara. There were some manuscripts floating around that had Omar Rava, Rav Huna Asperli. And Tosa says it cannot be Rava. You know why it cannot be Rava? You know why it has to be Rabba, which is what our printed Gemaras have as well? Why can't it be Rava? So Tosa says, you know why it can't be Rava? For historical reasons. Rava la Rav Huna me olam. Rava never learned under Rav Huna. Rava was a Talmud of Rava, who in turn was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So Tosa says, historically, it's not possible that Rava would say, Rav Huna explained it to me. He says, look at the Gemara in Kiddushin. It says that Rava was born the day that Rav Yehuda died. and Rav Huna had passed away before Rav Yehuda. So it cannot be that Rava could be telling us, Rav Huna explained it to me. So again, Tosis says, into the, clearly they imply there's a Girsa issue here, there's a Girsa logical question, should this Gemara be Amar Rava or Amar Rava? And Tosis said, it has to be Rava because Rava would never quote Rav Huna. I mean, he might say, I heard the name of Rav Huna, but he could say Mishum Rav Huna, but he would never say Rav Huna Asper Ali. Rav Huna explained it to me. Impossible. By the way, you see that bays in the bracket by the word Huna, the Shita Mukubetz, that changes the Shita Mukubetz, so as it changes another Girsa point. He says Rav Hamnuna Asper Ali. Okay, that may allow you to say Rava. What's fascinating is that Tosis Rid would agree with Tosis for a different reason. There's another reason why you would prefer the Girsa Rabba over Rava, because the Tosis Rid says that Rava doesn't hold of the Gemara in Menachos. There's a machlokas. Rava is the one who said in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel that the reason for Shayad first is Ein Ma'avir La Mitzvos. Tosis Rid said Rava's arguing with the Amoraim here in Menachos. Well, then the Amoraim here, Menachos, better not be Rava too. So Tosis rejected the Girsa of Rava in Menachos. Tosis said our Gemara in Menachos is Rava, not Rava, for historical reasons, for technical reasons. Because Tosis doesn't hold a Rashi. Tosis has no problem fundamentally with the content of our Gemara being Rava. He just thinks historically the names don't line up. But Tosis Rid would embrace the Girsa of Rava because otherwise is a stira Rava Rava. If the Gemara Menachos is also Rava, then that really is at odds with Rava and Yuma. Tosis didn't raise this, but Tosis Rid presumably would adopt the Girsa that we have, not just for Tosis's reason of the historical issue, even if he's quoting Rav Hamnuna, but fundamentally because what the Amora is saying here, presumably Rava is disagreeing with Rava. And by the way, it means that the Machlokas Asugis is Machlokas Rebbe and Talmud. Rabbah in Menachos said that the reason for the order of the Hanachas Tefillin is based on the Psukim, while Rava, his student in Yuma, says, no, there's a different reason. The reason why the Brisa says Shalyad goes on first, it's because of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. Okay, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we want to take a look at what Tosis does say. Lamasa, Tosis does not accept Rashi. Tosis does think that the Gemara, if the Gemara didn't present it as a machlokas, Tosis is going to assume that's not a machlokas, and therefore, Tosis is therefore pushed to assume that Rava wasn't commenting and putting on the Shalyad. First, Rava was commenting on your tefillin bag. It's kind of a different issue in Hilchot Tefillin, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Chevra, thank you so much.